That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day to judgment. That day. That day.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you to the silsila, the signs of Qiyamah. And inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, today we'll be discussing another sign of Qiyamah, which is bribery. If you recall, in the previous episode we discussed about suicide. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, today inshallah azza wa jalla, we will discuss another sign of Qiyamah, which is called bribery. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As our most beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that if a person recites once durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 good deeds will be written in his account inshallah azza wa jalla, 10 sins will be forgiven inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that person's status will be upgraded by 10 times inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamu alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. As it's our usual routine that whenever we're starting our silsila, we are always making the mind of our viewers to make intention for good deeds. Because beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. So my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, why not we make intention? Because this is a free reward in our account, in your account, in my account. So inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, always whenever we get the opportunity, in every Islamically permissible gathering, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, get habitude to make intention for good deeds. So inshallah, let's make intention together. First and foremost, I make intention, you make intention inshallah azza wa jalla, that whatever we are doing here, I'm speaking, you are listening, is only and only for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever we learn inshallah azza wa jalla, we try to pass the message on to our fellow Muslims inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Let's make intention that whenever we hear the name of Allah in this program, let's praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the form of azza wa jalla. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu, we make intention inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala to recite durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu. When we hear the name of the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, we will recite radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When we hear the name or the names of the pious ancestors, or Buzuganidin, Awliyaullah, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will recite Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Like this, we can make so much of intentions inshallah azza wa jalla. So become habitual with making intentions inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Intention for good deeds will be benefit for us in the dunya inshallah azza wa jalla, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, as we've been discussing on many silsilas about the signs of Qiyamah, I'm sure that now we are understanding, we are getting an insight. We know that every time we're discussing a sign of Qiyamah, not only we're just discussing it, we want you to take this puzzle and try to put them together. I mean, if we discussed about corruption, if we discuss about music, if we discuss about drugs, if we discuss about alcohol, if we discuss about adultery, you try to think about your environment around you. Is this rife at the moment? Is it happening? Is it not happening? Is it happening in my city? Is it happening in my country? Is it not happening in my country? Is it not happening in my town? You check and you try to see that maybe this epidemic, this sign of Qiyamah is in my community or not. Are we seeing it on a daily basis? Are we hearing it on the news stations? Are we seeing it in the newspapers? Are we seeing it in the media? Which one are we talking about? The signs of Qiyamah. My dear Islamists and viewers of Madani, today we are talking about a sign that is common everywhere in the world. Yes, bribery. Bribery, you tell me, my dear Islamists and viewers of Madani, where we don't find bribery? We look in the African continent, We look in the American continent. We look in the English continent. We look in the Indo-Pak continent. Everywhere in the world, this epidemic, this disease, this sign of Qiyamah, bribery is rife. My dear Islam brethren, a sign of Qiyamah, as the beloved Rasulullah mentioned, the giving and taking of bribes will become common amongst the people, and to such an extent that they will regard it as a petty issue. They will regard it as a petty issue, whereas according to the beloved Rasulullah, this is giving and taking bribery. Bribery. Today, you check your community today. If you don't give something, yes, I'm talking about something in cash or kind to that person, to that community, to that counselor, to that police officer, to that judge, to that army officer, wherever you are, if you don't take something and give to them, then maybe you don't get your work done. You want something in the council, you want something to the architect, you want something to the building inspector, you want something to the government officials, you're using bribery. Yes, whether you give them in the form of a gift, you give them a sum, a cash or kind, somehow bribery is connected. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt that this epidemic, bribery, is a sign of Qiyamah. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, bribery has many meanings. But bribery in one meaning means to give something to someone through whom a person takes something which he or she has no right to. For example, bribing a judge to get a verdict in your favor. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamists and viewers of Madani Channel, today this is happening common. I mean, you commit the crime, you commit adultery, you commit robbery, you commit murder, you meet an accident, you commit culpable homicide, whatever you want to do. Today money talks all languages. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, they're saying that money talks all languages. No matter Afrikaans, no matter Chinese, no matter Japanese, no matter Urdu, no matter Punjabi, no matter English. Money talks all languages. This is a bribery. It's a corruption. It is a sign of Qiyamah. If you want to get out of the judge, very easy. Yes, very easy. You have to know a person from A to B. You got your advocate, you got your lawyer. He's got the contact with the prosecutor. Prosecutor got the contact with the judge. Somehow monies are transferred. And then the judge comes out there, verdict for Mr. So-and-so. Tung! Not guilty and discharged. Yes, not guilty and discharged. My dear Islamists and viewers of Madani Channel, maybe we get away in your local court. Maybe we get away in your magistrate's court. Maybe you get away in your supreme court. Maybe you get away in your high court. But remember something. This court is not for a long time. It's for a short while. That means if you are in this type of difficulty, in this type of epidemic whereby bribes are being paid to the judges or to the counselor or to the prosecutor or to the advocates in order to get yourself not guilty and discharged, remember my dear Islamists and viewers of Madani Channel, definitely you are caught in this epidemic, in this disease of bribery, which is a sign of Qiyamah. My dear Islamists and viewers of Madani Channel, I mean, we all know that death is haq. We know. The question is for you and the question is for me. Death is haq. Yes, death is haq. I mean, we are in Kabastan. Am I right, Kabastan? You can see the marhumin, all the qabr mubaraks are around us. Death is haq. If we know death is haq, we know that angel of death will come, he will extract our ruh, he will take our soul, we will come to the qabr, they will lower us down in 6 feet into the ground, and tons and tons of soil will be put upon us. We have to be in the qabr for so much of time, and we have to get up on the day of Qiyamah in this condition, in the court of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What do you think, my dear Islam brethren? In that court, are we going to be able to give any bribery? Can you imagine that day when the sun will be 1.25 miles above our head, we'll be drowning in our own sweats, standing on red hot copper. There'll be extreme thirst on that day, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel. If Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala starts to take an accountability upon us, what will be our condition, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani Channel? We're going to pay any bribery in the form of wealth, in the form of gold or silver? Are we going to pay on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, when Hisab Kitab is being taken place? Will we be able to bribe the angels? No, no, we will not be able to bribe the angels. Even our deeds books comes in front of us and we start to read. You read your own deeds on specific day, specific time. I did this guna. At specific place, I did this guna. At specific time, I did this. At specific date, I bribed the judge of the dunya. I bribed the prosecutor of the dunya. I bribed the advocate of the dunya. I bribed the police officer of the dunya. I bribed the police general of the dunya. I bribed the army officer of the dunya. The counselor, the minister. You bribed everybody. But it's written there on the day of Qiyamah, you have to read. You'll tell, oh Allah, there must be some mistake. Oh, angels, Allah Ta'ala says, seal his mouth. His mouth will be sealed. And Allah Ta'ala ordered those parts, the hands to speak, the legs to speak, the eyes to speak, the ears to speak. Each and every part, my dear son brethren, will bear witness against you that, Ya Rab, Allah Ta'ala, definitely he fell entrapped. He became the entrapment of the signs of Qiyamah and dunya, that he committed this bribery, this epidemic, this disease on the earth. He fell entrapped of shaitan. Oh Allah, definitely he did it. Hands will say, Ya Allah, he used me. Oh Allah Ta'ala, he used me. He had control of me. And he gave the bribery with this hand, Ya Allah Azzawajalla. He received the bribery with this hand, Ya Allah Ta'ala. He signed the document with this hand, Ya Allah Azzawajalla. Each and every part of the body, my dear members and viewers of Madan Channel, they will bear witness for us on the day of Qiyamah against us. They will bear witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. How will we be able to stand on the day of Qiyamah for this epidemic bribery? Tubu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamu alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, there are many examples of bribery that is happening in our present time. I just given you one example and I gave you the accountability of the one example. What is going to be our difficulty? We have committed the bribery here in the dunya, in this court, but in the court of Allah Ta'ala, definitely, we have to be caught, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel. Another example, we are waiting in a long queue. Yes, we are waiting in a long queue and too much of people are there. People are all long queues are there. And we want to get to the front. Am I right? It always happens. You are in the airport. You want to pay an electric bill. You want to pay your car license. You want to pay your traffic traffic fines. You're standing in the queue. And then you realize, if I just give a few more bucks, I'll be able to get to the front of the queue. You do that. Am I right, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani? It's happening in your country. In your city, in your town, in your municipality, in your street. Yes, it's happening. This is a sign of Qiyamah. It's going to happen. So you call the guy, please come here. Just take this few bucks and go there and just take me to the front. And then all of a sudden they call, oh, Mr. So-and-so, please come to the front. Airport, it happened? Yes, it happened in the airport. Yes, they called you to the front. Bring your passport, please come through this way. And then after you go, you stamp and you have to give him something extra in his pocket. Mr. So-and-so in the council, electricity department, please come forward, we need you in the office. You go there, quickly you sign and give an extra buck. It happens. So you want to break the queues? You want to break the queues? My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, this is a sign of the day of Qiyamah. Bribery is definitely going to put us into trouble. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, announcement is made for the government. All the newspapers and all the media is now making announcement that here comes announcement that government is regarding to give housing schemes to all the people of average salaries. People who are earning in the medium branch of salaries. So the government is made, if you are earning between certain amount, okay, come forward, you have to fill in these forms and we are going to offer you a house at this for so much price or maybe for free as subsidized from the government. Oh, here goes the thought. Ay. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel, we're thinking, how are we going to do it? Yes, we got an idea. We need to do bribery. We need to do corruption. We need to pay a little bit extra so we can get some money we can get some new houses. So what we do, we go up to the official and says that, if you take this money, just make a plan and try to get me the house in my name. So now, instead of going in the legal way, putting your names in the list and making sure that if Allah Ta'ala will, you get the house into your name, into your account. Now we all are going the wrong way, taking bribery into account. Bribery, the signs of Qiyamah, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani Channel. So we get the house, he gets the house, she gets the house, they get the house, we all get the house. Why? Because we paid bribery. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. It also happens, we want to get admission in an educational institute? My dear son, brother, views of Malinche, what I'm telling you is reality. You know it, and I know it. It's happening in our communities. You want to get admission into a school? You want to get admission into a college? You want to get admission into a university? You want to get admission into some educational institute? And you know that, you know what? There's thousands of people waiting in the queue that my child will not be able to get admission. My son will not be able to get admission. My daughter will not be able to get admission. I will not be able to get admission. You, the viewers of Manan Channel, will not be able to get admission. So what you do? Very simple. Am I right? Very simple. A few rands, a few dollars, a few pounds, and we make a planning. And no, I got a contact. Oh, you got a contact? Yes, you got a contact. We just have to speak to him, and he will make a plan. You don't have to worry, man. Mr. So-and-so, I will sort out everything for you. It'll just cost you so much. Cost you, that's all? Only so much pounds, so much of dollars, so much of rands? Yes, so you just hand over it to me, and I will make the planning for you. Did you ever come across this Views of Money Channel? Did it sound like something similar? Yes, it sounds similar. It happened to someone out there. Whilst you're watching this Madani Channel, definitely it happened to you somewhere or the other. Somewhere in the dunya, if you're watching Madani Channel, you are definitely guilty of this epidemic. Bribery. You want to get your child into institute. You want to get yourself an institute. And you got yourself an institute by paying an amount of cash to an official or to that person who has a contact to put you into the institute. That is bribery, bribery, and bribery. Tubu ilallah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam, the views of Madani Channel. So much of example. I mean, the list can go on and on. I mean, you know what we're talking about. It's nothing new. I mean, you know what we're talking about. It's nothing new. This epidemic, this sign of Qiyamah, bribery, it's happening. Let me go to another example. You know, we always want to make a big buck. I mean, if we are businessmen, we're always looking for means to make profit. Every businessman is out there to make profit. No businessman can run a business without making profit. So some people think that if we do things via some other means, we get more profit in our account. For example, if a businessman wants to get a business done, and he knows that if he goes up to the manager or the supervisor, and he tells the supervisor, you know what, you are the guy. It's a big chain store. I mean, come on, supervisor, if you can make some plan for me, and if I can get these orders done for my company, I mean, I can see you right. We can do something for you. We can send you on a holiday. We can arrange some package for you. We can give you something free from the company. We can give you some clothing. We can give you some food. Something. So just make a plan. All you have to do is just make an approval for us for the orders. That's your job. You're the supervisor. You're the manager. You're going to lose nothing. So come on, guys, do something for the business so we can make extra buck. Come on, it works like this. You make a buck, I make a buck, we all make a buck, and we all survive. No. Views of Madani Channel. This is bribery. It is corruption. It is an epidemic. It is a disease. It is a sign of Qiyamah. I mean, you're going to go out there, you're going to do the business. Remember, Allah Ta'ala guarantees Rozi. Allah Ta'ala is going to give you whatever you are supposed to get for the specific day and specific time. So why do it haram? Why? Why don't you go and make a special dua in the merciful court of Allah Ta'ala? Oh Allah Azza wa Jalla, today I'm going for an appointment. Ya Allah Ta'ala, I'm making sujood, I'm making sajda in your court, merciful Allah. That, oh Allah Ta'ala, I'm going for this interview, I'm going to meet this company, and I want to make sure that I get the best orders. Oh my merciful Allah, you are the one that grants rozi, Ya Allah. Grant me rozi. Grant me halal rozi. And then you go there out there and you introduce yourself and read some wazifa, and you prayed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You are confident because you know that whatever sent is out there for you, my dear Islamists and views of Madinah, please listen carefully. You're a businessman. You own a factory. You have a shop. You have a lot of staff with you. You have some big chain stores, and you want to do this. My dear Islamists and views of Madinah, try to use the honest way, the best way, the lawful way, the halal way, the jais way. Don't look at najais. Don't look at haram. Don't look at unlawful. Don't look at anything that's going to cause the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Go out there. Have yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala. Have yaqeen that my merciful Allah Ta'ala is going to give me that rozi for that day. Don't even think about bribery. Don't think of this epidemic. Don't think of the sign of Qiyamah. Don't be entrapped in the sign of Qiyamah. Go out there. You go out there with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will grant you rozi. Allah Ta'ala will grant you halal rozi, inshallah. The list can go on and on, my dear Islamists and views of Madani Channel. list can go on and on and on. You want to talk about all the different types of bribery, all the different types of corruptions. There are too much out there. You know them. I know them. It's happening in our community. It's happening amongst our family. It's happening amongst our friends. Advise them. Stop it. Make sure we stop it. Try your best. Do not fall into the trap of shaitan. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel. Who is the biggest sinner? The one who takes the bribe or the one who gives the bribe? Yeah. I'm sure that this question must have came in your mind, because I mean now we're just receiving the bribe, or we're just taking the bribe. I mean we don't mean anything bad. We're just taking the bribe. He needs something, so we're just taking something so we can get some extra buck in our hand. Who is the biggest sinner, the taker or the giver? Listen carefully. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, a messenger sallallahu ta'ala wasallam said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala cursed the one who bribes and also the one who takes the bribe. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. In another narration, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's beloved habib sallallahu ta'ala wasallam cursed the one who bribes and the one who takes a bribe for judgment. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habibullah. So my dear Islam and views of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, this silsila, the signs of Qiyamah, it's happening. I mean, it's arrived. You know, beloved Rasulullah has given us the major signs and the minor signs, and we are now have to check amongst ourselves, are these signs apparent? I mean, what I've been talking about, I gave you all the signs of bribery. You put a tick on each one, it's there. Am I right or am I wrong? You do a check and balance system, I do a check and balance system. All the viewers of Madani channel, you also take a check and balance system. Check, are these things rife in our community? This, what Mubarak Dawslam is talking about, all these epidemics about the signs of corrupt, about signs of Qiyamah, bribery, the different aspects of bribery, is it happening in our community? It's happening at home. It's happening in our house. It's happening in our street. It's happening in our town. It's happening in our province. It's happening in our country. It's happening in our continent. It's definitely happening throughout the world. Now just tell me the views of Madani channel. It means that Qiyamah is coming. Qiyamah is coming. And Qiyamah is coming. And it means that very soon, you and I, we have to leave this mortal world. We have to leave this mortal world. And we have to go to the next stage. Alam-e Barzakh. We have to go in the qabr. And we have to wake up on the day of Qiyamah. And we have to be answerable for our deeds on that day, on the day of judgment. The day of Qiyamah. If Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is happy with us, subhanallah azza wa jalla, my dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, undoubtedly we will go into Jannah inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is naraz with us, imagine on the day of Qiyamah, because of this epidemic, this bribery, this bad evil, this evil of society, this epidemic, this sign of Qiyamah, if it's announced on the day of Qiyamah that so and so, you committed so much of bribery in the dunya, your whole life you earned haram. Your whole life you fed haram. Everything you did in every aspect was haram. And the announcement is made that, oh angels, take him towards the fire of Jahannam. Tubu ila Allah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatu wa salam alayka. Ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. My dear Islam, Dawat Islami grants us many solutions towards our problems. Yes, Dawat Islami, this universal, non-political, propagational movement of Quran and Sunnah, subhanallah azza wa jalla, it offers us many solutions. Yes, Dawat Islami offers many solutions. We're having almost 92 departments now throughout the world, mashallah azza wa jalla. This beautiful movement of the perfume of the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which is knocking the doors, door to door, house to house, city to city, province to province, country to country, continent to continent, in the form of 3 days Madani Kafila, in the form of 12 days Madani Kafila, in the form of 30 days Madani Kafila, in the form of 63 days Madani Kafila, in the form of 12 months Madani Kafila. Ashikani Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, they're going out there and subhanallah azza wa jalla, they're spreading this beautiful perfume of the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and giving us that wake up call, my dear friend. They're giving us that wake up call. That Qiyamah is definitely haq and it's true. And we are one of those persons that we have to go to the stage and we have to see the signs of Qiyamah and we have to die and we have to go to dunya and we have to leave the dunya and we have to go into Alam-e Barzakh and we have to wake up on the day of Qiyamah. Why not you and I, the viewers of Madani Channel, stay away from this epidemic? May Allah Tabarakuta save us from this epidemic. May Allah Tabarakuta save us from the signs of Qiyamah. Bribery, bribery, bribery. Allah Akram, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. Ae Dawat Islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day to judgment. That day. That day.